From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's not clear if the remnants of Tropical Storm Bonnie will strengthen again as they move over the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say the storm could fall apart before reaching land. It's now a tropical depression. That storm could reach the northern Gulf Coast by tonight or early tomorrow after passing over BP's ruptured well. NPR's Carol Van Dam in New Orleans says boats at the site of the spill are heading back to shore to wait out the storm.
Government and BP officials are playing it safe. They're ordering most vessels that have been working on the well and all of the cleanup crews to evacuate the spill site. Although the storm could strengthen as it moves over the Gulf's warm waters, it's not ever expected to become a full-blown hurricane. The government's top official on the spill, retired Admiral Thad Allen, says ships maneuvering underwater robots that provide a live feed of the wellhead and those gathering seismic and acoustic data will stay so long as the water does not become too choppy.
We will remain on scene with the seismic vessels and the ROV vessels until they reach a sea state where they think they're going to need time to evade the storm.
The evacuation is delaying BP's plan to permanently plug the leak by mid-August. The best case scenario now is late August. Carol Van Dam, NPR News, New Orleans.
Much of the nation is sweltering, and Michael Musher with the National Weather Service says there's no immediate relief in sight.
This heat's going to hold on because it's a large dome of high pressure that's not going to go away anytime soon here until a cold front begins to move into at least the northern fringes of the area on Sunday into Monday.
Usher says much of the eastern U.S. is under heat warnings that stretch from Philadelphia and Washington, D.C. to Raleigh, North Carolina. The French government says it's going to crack down on the nation's famed tobacconists or cigarette sellers if they keep on selling to underage kids. Frank Browning has more.
It was supposed to end in 2007. No tobacco sales to anyone under age 18. Reform of an earlier law that had banned selling cigarettes to kids under age 16. And it came with the banning of smoking in restaurants and cafes. But walk alongside any high school, and the kids, especially young girls, are smoking like never before. Now the government health authorities have sent out warning stickers that must be posted on cash registers about underage smoking. And they say they're now serious about imposing €135 or $175 fines on any tobacconist caught selling to underage kids. Smoking in France has declined slightly among young men, but it continues to rise among girls and young women. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning in Paris.
North Korea is again warning against joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises. The drills are set to begin tomorrow. North Korea views them as a rehearsal for war and says they're a military provocation that will draw a powerful nuclear response. This is NPR News. A new government report contends that Northwest Airlines repeatedly ignored safety orders for more than a decade and got away with it. Noah Ovshinsky has more from member station WDET.
The Transportation Department report says the FAA allowed the airline to avoid penalties or fines by voluntarily disclosing failures in violation of agency policy. The findings substantiate the claims of an FAA whistleblower. Nick Lacey, an industry analyst and former FAA official, says inspectors are under pressure to take the path of least resistance.
If I can get what is required, which is compliance with the rules, a faster way, they choose to do that. Now, they're not supposed to, but it happens.
In a nationwide review, the FAA found 14 instances in a four-month period in which Northwest failed to carry out safety orders. For NPR News, I'm Noah Ovshinsky in Detroit.
The Coast Guard says water temperatures in the 70s mean that any other survivors of a plane crash into Lake Michigan could remain alive for a while. The plane went down yesterday with five people on board. Memorial Medical Center of West Michigan spokesman Bill Cairns explains what happened.
It lost power. They tried to turn back and reach shore. They were about halfway across Lake Michigan when the difficulty occurred, but they were not able to get back to shore, and they landed in the lake.
The plane was flying to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, where one of the passengers was to be treated for cancer. Boaters rescued the pilot. Rescuers are still searching for those missing. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.